All right, Gator, Lions and Vikings coming up on Sunday. Showdown atop the NFC North here. And do you have a strong feeling one way or another on what's going to go down?
I don't know if I have a strong feeling about it. I mean, this is really...
Do you want me to start? Because I do.
Yeah,
go Lions ahead. Win 34-28. This is going to be a shootout, but I like the Lions in this game. You know, there's a few things. I mean, the matchup that I'm taking a huge look at, of course, I kind of feel like the Lions defense... I mean, it's going to take a step back. Where it settles in the post-Aiden world has yet to be seen. But the Vikings' pass defense, the QBR against, is number one in the NFL, 70.3. And the Lions' pass offense has been great. Vikings' pass defense, 20 sacks recorded. That's fourth in the NFL. They have sacks on 8% of opposing teams' dropbacks. That's top 10 in the NFL. So Lions offensive line and the passing offense is going to have a good game, and they certainly are good enough. Vikings pressure rate, second in the NFL with 32.6% of dropbacks. They get pressure. And the Lions pressure rate against, 18.3, top 10. So it's strength on strength here. But I do like the Lions to be able to move the football through the air. And it's mostly my faith. Yeah, I think the offensive line is going to have their day. I think the offensive line, which is, I'll argue, the best in the NFL, just goes out and does what they do, and they are playing very well right now.
Well, I obviously everybody's got concerns about how the pass rush is going to look without Aiden Hutchinson, but I actually have faith in the secondary that they can get things done. I like the secondary. I like that Brian Branch is, you know, a do-it-all safety.
Likes that is Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn loves his safeties to be able to do it all.
I like the athleticism of the linebackers. I think the Lions defense is better than people give them credit for, that they'll be able to absorb this hit without Hutch for hopefully for the rest of the season. They'll be able to handle it fine, but you're going to have to rely on the offense scoring a ton of points. Like you mentioned, Vikings lead the league in quarterback rating against. And the Lions are third. They're not far behind. But what the Vikings do is they turn you over. 11 interceptions is a ton of interceptions in five games. Mm-hmm. They're getting after it. They're making things happen there. They've got 20 quarterback sacks in the five games, too, as a defense. They're bringing it defensively. But they've not faced an offensive line like the Lions have. And right now it appears this Lions offensive line is totally healthy. They got two healthy running backs. They got a healthy room of receivers and tight ends. I like the Lions offense going against the Vikings defense. From the other side, I feel like we've been able to the Lions have been able to withstand anything the Vikings throw at them in the past. Like you look at last year, Vikings had all these yards and it didn't matter because in the end their quarterback wasn't good enough. I'm not sold that Sam Darnold's somehow reinvented himself and he's the guy. I think Sam Darnold is an average quarterback who's playing with well above average toys right now. And because of that, he's going to look better.
This is a big game for Sam Darnold.
It's a huge game for Sam Darnold. And maybe this is a game where we all eat crow on this, those that don't believe in him, people like me. Or not. Or this is a game where the Lions show up that their offense is just better. I think it's interesting. You got a shootout with two teams that are very good against the pass.
Well, it's because of my faith in the Lions offensive line, the receivers, Jared Goff, coupled with the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, I don't know where the Lions defense is going to settle in. But, it's probably going to take a step back here, let's be honest. And so the thing about Darnold, and this is what I'm one of the reasons why I give the Lions a bit of an edge. And you said you weren't so sure about Sam Darnold. Like I said, if I were doing this show in Minnesota and I were covering the Vikings, you kind of look for some things, some trends. You look for, what's going on with our team, all right? And if you go back two games ago, the Vikings are coming off a bye, so they got to feel good about that. But if you go back two games ago, they're playing Green Bay. They roar out to a 28-7 lead. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, their possessions after the 28-7 lead were as follows. Punt, interception, punt, punt, fumble, field goal, punt, turnover on downs. Then last time out, Minnesota played the best pass defense they played this year in terms of QBR against. That's the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The best pressure rate Sam Darnold has faced this year. The Jets. In that game, Sam Darnold goes 14 for 31 for 179 yards, no touchdowns, one pick, and a 50.3 rating. So going back to when Minnesota took a 28-7 lead at Green Bay, which was midway through the second quarter, and it was impressive, don't get me wrong. Did they take the foot off the gas? Maybe. We'll find out if they've kind of gotten into an offensive rut. It's six-plus quarters of meager results. Now, they won both those games, obviously, but it's something that, again, if we were doing this show in Minnesota, I'd be like, okay, this is an important game for Sam Darnold to show that that's just ebbs and flows of the season. It's not the, you know, him reverting to what something he was, because he is one of the great stories in the NFL right now. He really is.
Yeah, and I would agree with you that it doesn't trend well that the second half of that game against the Packers, that they were just a sieve. And the Packers damn near caught him. And then they're not very explosive against the Jets. Now, the Jets have a good defense, but, you know, the Jets still made it a game. And I don't think the Jets are that good. So, I mean, right now I'm thinking I like the Lions in this game. I still respect what the Vikings can do defensively. But I respect what the offense for the Lions can do more. I you said what, 34-28 in kind of a shootout?
Yep.
I'm looking more like a 24-20 game with the Lions on top. I think the Lions they do a really good job of playing with a chip on their shoulder and playing with a purpose and playing with incentive. And they've got all of that this week. You know, it's not just, oh, we're playing the 5-0 Vikings, we're on the road. It's there is so much of win it for Hutch mentality. And also,
you can ride that for a minute.
You can ride that for a minute, and this is the minute. And not only that, but then you've got the chip on the shoulder from the guys in the defense that may be like, okay, we're more than just Hutchinson, dude. We got a really, really good defense. Yeah, we're going to miss Hutch, but the rest of us here, we got jobs to do. We're really good players. We can make this happen.
We'll play a soundbite from Aaron Glenn later in the show, Lions defensive coordinator. And he was defiant in him and say, here's what I don't want anyone to do. Dismiss what we have on the defensive side of the ball because Hutch is gone. He was defiant. And you know he's stirring that pot behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kang, what's your gut telling you on this game?
I, too, like Gator, don't have a super strong feeling. And I also think as we get closer to the game, I'm going to feel more jitters because it's going to be a – I think it's underrated how big of a game this is. Yeah. Honestly, and I didn't even know nationally they weren't pumping it up, which they should be. This is incredible offense versus an undefeated team. But my lean, Doug, is the Lions are so good offensively, and it starts with the offensive line, that they will impose their will in this game as they will the rest of the season on teams, even without Hutchinson on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're just a very, very good team, and they'll win this game on the road. The Hutch loss is big, but I still think overall the rest of the defense is better than last year. The rest of the defense. What concerns me is the injury report right now. Carlton Davis hasn't practiced the last couple of days. I'm a little concerned with that. With Justin Jefferson on the other side, I don't know if I trust a handsy rookie cornerback alone out there with him. But with that being said, I think the offense is too good for the Lions to lose.
Aiden Hutchinson also hasn't practiced.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Kevin
Zeitler was limited yesterday. That's the extent of the Lions injury report as far as guys that are available. And Minnesota, see, a big part of Minnesota, too, my feeling on this game changes a lot if I find that Aaron Jones can't play. He was limited in practice. The belief is he may play. T.J. Hockenson is sounds like it's a little bit more dicey, his situation. But, all right, here's what we want to do. Turn it over to you. Kang, did you give a score? You didn't give a score. Are you still putting one together?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick a score right now, I think the offense is too good. I'm going to go 29
Ooh.
To 19.
29-19.
What the hell?
I thought you'd appreciate that, Gator.
I think it's interesting. I like it. It's like Kang's got the computer going on, and it spits out a number that makes no sense, but it's a computer. It's an algorithm. Kang, 29-19.
Detroit Lions, 29.3. Minnesota Vikings, 19.4.
Yeah.
There it is.
The 9-9 square finally comes through.
I got to tell you, I really hope the final score is 29-19. We want your predictions on what's going to happen in this one. Give us a winner to score. What's your gut telling you? The game has been overshadowed by the injury, the trade talk. This is a big one coming up Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Is that what it is? U.S. Bank Stadium? Is that what they call
it? Sounds great.
Yeah. Up in Minnesota. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.